Easter should be the best day of the year. It's a celebration of the resurrection of hope. Come to Crossroads Church and celebrate an empty tomb and a living hope. Info and service times at crossroads.net.
Hey, Sandwich Society. We hear the philosophy, embrace your mistakes, or failure is the path to success, all the time. And maybe that's a good philosophy. And there's no maybe about it. It is. But it still sucks. It still sucks to fail. It's still painful, no matter how much cheerleading we give ourselves or receive from the sidelines. In this episode, I counter the notion that we should celebrate our failures. You don't have to celebrate them. I think it is much more useful to acknowledge and accept them as necessary, even if a bit painful at times. The real question is, for what cause or benefit are you willing to endure a few defeats? What are you willing to struggle for? On this episode of Zen Sandwich.
You're listening to Zen Sandwich, a podcast for the independent mind and anyone who embraces life despite its absurdities. Join former attorney and professor turned Japanese papermaker Mark Reed each week as he talks with creative, inspiring, and influential people, or as he shares his own research to help make your world a little better today than it was yesterday.
Hey, you got to go check out mandatetoelevate.com. There is a writing course there that will take you all the way from an aspiring writer to becoming a publisher's favorite. There's also a four-week mentorship program called Path to Confidence. There are books. There's a free affirmation exercise, a gratitude journal, also free. Byron and Mariah Edgington have put something together that is designed to make you a better person, a more confident person. And that's their mandate, to elevate you. Mandatetoelevate.com. Go check it out. That is also in the show notes. So why is it so damn difficult to embrace our mistakes? We know it's good advice, but that doesn't make failure hurt less. How can we maneuver through that? And notice I said through, not around. Because nothing I say today is going to magically make the fear of failure or the sting of defeat go away for you. But maybe if we get a better understanding of making mistakes and the necessity of them, maybe we can get a better handle on how to deal with them. Screw-ups, hiccups, blunders, errors, gaffes, miscalculations, and goofs. Why does the mere thought of messing up make us cringe? Some of you might already be aware of the preliminary answer, that it goes deep into our human psyche, our psychology. From a young age, we are conditioned to seek approval and avoid criticism. I recently did an episode on why we stop drawing as adults that highlighted this fact, but mistakes are often seen as failures, even though those two words are not synonymous. Think about that for a second. You can fail without making a mistake. Suppose I played Michael Jordan or LeBron James in basketball, and I played a flawless game according to my abilities. I would still probably lose. Probably. Nothing's definite. I got game. Yo. And on the flip side, you make mistakes all the time without outright failing. That one is obvious. You make them in relationships that are still successful, in business. I've made plenty in the production of this podcast, but it's still here and succeeding according to my definition. But what happens is our brains interpret failure as a threat to our social standing or self-worth. It's Darwinian. We're hardwired this way. It's that old survival of the fittest stuff. We need a tribe to survive, so we want to fit in. And when the fear of judgment and rejection kicks in, it makes it challenging for us to accept and embrace our mistakes. On top of that, we live in a culture that promotes constant positivity. Now, whoa, hey, don't get me wrong. I'm all about some positive thinking. I do it all the time in my life and on this show. I wake up in the morning with a spirit of gratitude and go to bed doing the same. It is a spiritual ritual for me. Thankful just to be alive, to have all my fingers and toes, a roof, a refrigerator, a working toilet. You get it. Life is good. But I am also a very realistic, practical person. Not every day, not everyone, and not everything is peaches and cream, roses, and dark chocolate. I don't know if that's a saying. It is now. Forced, constant positivity can be toxic. It promotes a mindset where any sign of failure might be seen as a personal defect. We're bombarded with messages that tell us we should always feel good, and doing that will help us always succeed, achieve, and win at life. So the idea of ruminating on our failures or setbacks seems counterintuitive to that narrative. And the thought of sharing our failures with others creates a fear of being perceived as inadequate or not measuring up to societal expectations. So what happens then? We often end up hiding our mistakes or pretending they didn't even happen. It's like we're playing a part in a grand performance, and admitting or embracing our mistakes feels like we're breaking character. Okay, so now that we see what is happening psychologically, how do we start changing this mindset? Step one is to be okay with our limitations. One-on-one basketball examples of me and Michael Jordan aside, I could use this podcast as an example. Why isn't Zen Sandwich as big as Joe Rogan or one of those fancy NPR podcasts yet? Well, there's a lot of reasons. Whether you like Joe Rogan or not, he's earned it. He built an audience over the course of years, decades even, of stand-up comedy, being on successful TV shows, even through emceeing MMA fights. That guy's put in the work, the time, the effort to get where he is, even if he says some stupid shit sometimes. And it's perfectly fine to dream big, to have grand ambitions. You should. But embracing our limitations is a crucial aspect of getting there, to achieving our dreams and ambitions. Not only do we have to acknowledge that making mistakes is an inherent part of being human, more importantly, that making mistakes doesn't diminish our value or worth. I can read your thoughts now. Yeah, Mark, I hear you. That all sounds good in a Hallmark card, but how do we get there? Okay, here are some practical strategies. The pursuit of success should be about finding the problems we enjoy solving rather than avoiding problems altogether. That's another one of those listen to that again things. The pursuit of success should be about finding the problems we enjoy solving rather than avoiding problems altogether. Dive into the challenges that you feel need to be dealt with and overcome. Those are the mistakes you can accept, and keep marching forward despite making them. When we shift our focus from perfection to progress, we open ourselves up to a world of learning and self-discovery. Best yet, that's nonstop. That's a beautiful thing. It is truly about finding joy in the process, as cliche and often as that is thrown around, rather than fixing on the end result. When one of these Zen Sandwich episodes that I thought was pretty damn good, you know, isn't quite pulling the download numbers that I thought it should, it can be discouraging. But when I remind myself of why I do it, to bring a little calm and kindness to the world, to make a difference in just one person out there listening, to the Franks of this world, if you listen to this show enough, you'll know who that is. Frank's listening. To help people see the world in a new way. When I think about the why, I smile and I get excited all over again about what I do, despite the blunders. In a nutshell, the message is this. The work I put in and the mistakes I make is something I am willing to struggle for. So here's your 5 minutes in today. Who you are is defined by what you're willing to struggle for. Quote unquote, embracing mistakes is not about celebrating failure. It ain't. Failure stinks. It still stinks no matter how much cheerleading you do about it. But acknowledging that those screw ups and obstacles and face plants are integral, well, that makes the whole process a whole lot more tolerable. I can accept my mistakes when I think about the necessity of them in pursuit of something I'm passionate about. That I simply can't get to where I want to go without making them. There's no way around it. So you don't have to celebrate your failures and mistakes. In fact, let them sting. Let them hurt a little. A little dose of pain can be good for you. It can be motivating. Mistakes are like fertilizer for any gardening buffs out there. That shit will sting a little bit if you get it on your skin and leave it there. But the fertilizer does help the seeds and the plants grow a little faster, a little stronger. I think that metaphor works. My parting words on this topic are this. Be resilient. Accept uncertainty. Success pretty much never happens without taking risks. And risks sometimes lead to failure. It's just part of the game, Sandwich Society. The question to ask yourself at the end then is this. What are you willing to experience a little pain for in pursuit of your passions? Hey there, Sandwich Society. If you enjoyed this episode, Zen Sandwich is a listener-supported podcast, and we sure could use all the help we can get. Even just a fiver is appreciated. Go to zensandwich.com, and you could do a direct donation through PayPal or become a monthly supporter through Patreon. Either way, it makes my day, and it keeps the lights on for the show. As always, thanks for listening, and breathe. Don't forget to breathe.